Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 and 23. Before I read these two verses and share with you what's just speaking to me out of these, I first want to just remind us of the context here. Directly leading up to these two verses, Jesus has just fed the 5,000. And before that, Jesus had tried to get away to spend some time alone as he dealt with his sorrow over the passing of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was somebody who Jesus was obviously very close to. John the Baptist was the forerunner that had come prepare the way. He understood Jesus. He understood what he was about. He understood the ministry. In fact, he had been the one to baptize Jesus. And again, Jesus is dealing with this news that John the Baptist has been beheaded. He gets away. And it's interesting, though, that even in the midst of his pain and his sorrow, he made time. In fact, it says he was moved with compassion on the multitudes and not only healed them, but then even went the extra mile. And that's where we just see over and over again, you know, Jesus's words just coming to life in his action, where he said, "I came not to be served, but to serve." We see him serving, feeding the 5,000. But then there's a very important, takeaway for us in these two verses this morning, that even though he's willing to pause, even though he's willing to be inconvenienced, he still makes time to spend alone with the Father in prayer. And so we pick up here chapter 14, verse 22 and 23. It says, immediately, this is after he feeds the 5,000, immediately, Jesus, again, very intentional about this, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into a boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Now, notice something in this verse. Jesus made his disciples get into a boat. In another translation, the word constrained is used. He constrained them to get into a boat. When I looked at the word constrained, it said to compel or force someone toward a particular course of action. So it's interesting, again, the word he's intentional. He's very intentional about immediately, as soon as the 5,000 has been fed, he's cared for them, he's taken care of them. He knows when to say goodbye. He knows when to say, hey, it's time to go on. Hey, disciples, get into the boat. I'm going to make you get into the boat. You're going to go over. I love you. I've been with you, but I need some time alone. And it's not time alone for, it's interesting. It's not because he's time alone to go watch TV or, you know, and I'm not saying that's wrong or there's not a place for that, but that's not what we're reading here. He's making time. The next verse here we read in verse 23, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain by himself to pray. Now, when the evening came, he was alone there. I know there's a real message for me here. That's something that's hard for me to do. You know, sometimes I don't know when to say goodbye. Sometimes I think that more is better. Just keep on giving. And I know it's probably something that you need to hear. I mean, there's two sides of this. We can fall into either ditch, to where we're so much about our time that we're not willing to be inconvenienced. So I want to start with the prior verses there, where we see Jesus making time, being inconvenienced, being moved with compassion in the midst of his own sorrow and pain. But at the same time, we see two examples here in this very chapter where Jesus gets away to try to spend time with the Father. Now, again, the multitudes follow him, so he's willing to break, he's willing to spend time with them, but then he comes right back to it. He sends them off, he forces, compels the disciples, hey, you're leaving too. I got to spend some time alone. And so, what do you need to do? What do I need to do to be intentional about getting time alone in the scriptures and in prayer? Let's pray about this. Father, I just pray that you would help me, that you would help each of us to just know the balance, to know when we should be inconvenienced and we should lay down our life and love and serve others. But help us also to know when the time has come that we need to say goodbye and spend time with you so that we have something to give. Father, help me to know when it's time to rest, when it's time to get away into a quiet place so that I can recharge, so that I can be prepared to serve again, so that we have it to give. Father, just give us that wisdom and that balance. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you'll find this plus other resources, and you can also register for email notifications every time we release a new episode. All right, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.